USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. There will be no trial in Dominion Voting Systems defamation lawsuit against Fox News after a settlement.
Money is accountability, and we got that today from Fox.
That was a lawyer for Dominion. They sued Fox News for $1.6 billion for allegedly spreading misinformation about their voting machines after the 2020 election. The two sides reached a settlement of $787 million. Calls for gun control take center stage at a congressional hearing today. With the head of the ATF, Republican Tony Gonzalez of Texas, says we need to focus less on firearms and more on the people who are buying them.
I represent Uvalde. That gunman should have never been able to purchase that firearm. Not because he was 18, not because it was an AR, because he was mentally unstable.
That shooting and others have led to calls for a ban on what many consider weapons of war. Border Patrol agents have found 3.5 million fentanyl pills hidden in a shipment of green beans headed to San Diego, California. The 48-year-old man driving the truck was arrested and turned over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin has been cleared to return to football.
Last season, live on TV after a rough hit, Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest on the field during a game against the Bengals. Now, months later, he's been cleared by doctors to hit the field again.
This event was life-changing. But it's not the end of my story.
The doctors who've seen Hamlin over the last week all agree that he should be cleared to return to football activities. The Bills have confirmed via social media that Hamlin is working out with the team. I'm John Schaefer.
And President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden have released their 2022 federal income tax return. Their gross income of just over $579,000 was a decrease from 2021. The couple last year paid a little more than $137,000 in federal income tax, a tax rate of slightly less than 24%. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
A new report claims COVID-19 may have originated from two lab leaks in Wuhan, China. An investigation led by Republicans on the Senate Health Subcommittee suggests the pandemic was the result of an unintentional research-related incident at the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Just admit the accident because it will help us in trying to prevent these things from happening again.
Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky adds there is overwhelming evidence COVID came from a lab. The report says an initial leak may have occurred sometime before September 2019, and the Chinese government tried to quietly contain the outbreak. The white homeowner accused of shooting a black teenager who rang the wrong doorbell in Missouri is out on bond after he turned himself in earlier Tuesday. Andrew Lester, who's in his 80s, is facing two felony charges, armed criminal action and first-degree assault. Ralph Jarl was shot in the head and the arm after he was at the wrong residence attempting to pick up his siblings. He's now at home, where his mom said he faces a long road to recovery. President Biden's issuing an executive order to make child care and caregiving costs cheaper.
And thank you, care workers and family caregivers, for doing God's work, taking care of our children, our parents, and those we love so dearly. You care for the people we value the most in the whole world.
He's directing federal agencies to increase access to high-quality child care and long-term care. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.